Hey everyone, this is Gary K. Welcome to another pre-Infocom edition of my Rants and Rave videocast. And I am honored to be joined with Bryn Walker from Kierkegaard. And Kierkegaard is one of those companies that is famous for architectural acoustics specifically. And then obviously that brought them into AV design. Bryn, you're a collaborating partner. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for inviting me on. And I'm happy to be here to talk about upcoming sessions and to represent our firm. It's been a long road. The firm is going to be 50 soon. And when it started, you know, people didn't want to see loudspeakers in a concert hall. And now the concert hall experience is about immersion and all sorts of other things that leverage technology in a beautiful way. So,
well, I've been a big fan of the work y'all have done because you always do really high-end projects that are beautiful. You do a great job of marrying the technology and art together. And the topic you're doing at Infocom, I'm very interested in how it will be responded to. Now, what's interesting is the keynote speaker of the show, who actually is after you, unfortunately, the keynote speaker is all about how AI is going to affect our industry. But on Tuesday, June 11th, at 4 o'clock, from 4 to 5 p.m., you're going to be doing a session that I love the title, Fear of the Bot Planet, How to Compete with the AI Designer. I mean, is that really a thing? Are there really AI designers? I guess what you're kind of focusing on is companies that are software companies that have created AI platforms to visualize rooms and are saying that's good enough. I think what you're saying is, hey, it's you got to amp it up a little bit.
Actually, I'm talking about the AI designer. I'm talking about the agent that I give my functional description to, and it gives me back plans, sections, details, one lines. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, so the problem with that is we don't know where that design originated from. Obviously, it's regenerated from something else that it was originally given it. Obviously, there's no way that design could have all the little teeny parts and pieces figured out. I just can't see, having been in the industry long enough, you can have a cable hold up an entire job. But the design elements are really important. The visuals, the sight lines are really important. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine how this is going to be done through AI. Am I completely naive?
Yeah, you are. It's a matter of iteration.
Yeah.
Right. So it's a matter of the data you give it so that it understands what it's doing, why you're having it do it. It's a matter of re-prompting. So you prompt and then another prompt, and each time there's additional learning that goes on. Mm-hmm. So, you know, take, for example, somebody said, here's a 50 by 20 foot event space. What kind of projection should I have in here? Mm-hmm. AI can do that today.
Sure. Yeah.
Yep. And it can tell me the model number of projector, give me my options. It can tell me screen choices. I mean, that's a lot of what we do as designers in terms of how we put systems together is logical and quantifiable. And if things are logical and quantifiable, yeah, I can train agents to do them.
And there's a lot of subjectivity in this, though. There is a lot of subjectivity.
Yes, and that's why it's about how do you compete with it? And you compete with it at the level of things that are subjective.
Yeah.
You compete with it on what is the user experience design.
Right, right.
And that means we have to start talking about a user experience design and right, not just, oh, yeah, you're going to have Crestron. Right. Yeah. Like we have to actually start talking about those things, and those things become a part of where our value is, because the AI agent is going to take up the parts of our value that are logic based.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to take up the parts of our value that it can be taught. It cannot be taught how to read the look yet. It can't be taught how to properly interpret the look on the face of the chair of the music department as they hear the university architect slash their budget of what they're going to get by X amount, and then respond in that meeting to, okay, how do I get this back in the place where everybody's back on program? It can't do that.
Right. So I have a session that I do on how to get into the smart building market for AV companies. Okay. And, mm-hmm. and what I say there, it sounds a lot like what you're saying, is I say that before anything, start with the control system, because the user interface is so important that you can't decide the control system after you know what money's left over. You got to start that at the beginning and then build around that and sort of spiral out from that. I'm kind of hearing what you're saying there, because that the fact that if you start with the control, and it doesn't have to necessarily be a system, but how is the person going to walk in the room and use it? What's the experience they're going to have? Mm-hmm. That changes everything. Because so in a way, using AI for ideation would be invaluable here. And then you can blow up from there, right? You could get the ideation from AI, but then kind of blow it up from there.
Yeah, because in large part, you know, we all do the same things when we're designing a system. We make different choices based on our experience and our product knowledge and our exposure and our client, right? So you think about which of those variables are quote human factors. And then which ones are machine factors? Anything that's a machine factor, get ready for AI to welcome having AI do it. Because it will mean that, you know, what was once a 16-week process might now become a 3-week process. It can mean that you can do more things because you're not worried about some of the mechanics, right? As the mechanics start to go away and you don't have to deal with always learning that and let the machine learn it, you can focus on the things that matter to the humans that you're designing for. So it's, in my view, there will be an AI designer. There are AI designers now. One of the key things is it going to replace you? Or is it going to work for you? And we have to learn how to interact with it, how to prompt with it in order for it to work for us. And if we don't undertake that learning, it will replace us.
Yeah, it'll go past.
Or you may find yourself replaced by some combination of it and someone who might actually be technically less skilled and knowledgeable than you are, but they understand better how to prompt it than you do.
Right. They understand the prompting, but also the user experience and the feel and stuff. Because how you think, feel, and do is going to matter a lot here rather than the technical side of it. And you're right. It makes everybody more efficient. Mm-hmm. So I think I think this is awesome advice. So you've been at Kierkegaard for like 11 years. So you've got a lot of experience with all of this. Yeah. And you've seen all different kinds of systems out there. But most importantly, you graduated from Harvard, so therefore I'm going to listen to what you say, because I only graduated from the University of North Carolina. I believe that you know what you're talking about here with 11 years of experience in designing systems too, and I just talk about them.
Yeah, well, you know, you know what the biggest thing was that I learned at Harvard?
What's that?
And I think about this all the time because it comes up all the time. It really didn't have anything to do with a single class that I took. I directed theater. And my very first production was a production of Ain't Misbehavin'.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I did a production of Sweeney Todd.
Oh, wow.
And
the difference between the two.
And someone invited me to direct West Side Story.
Okay.
And I told them no. And I told them no because I knew that there weren't enough men on campus who could dance the parts.
That's interesting.
Seriously.
Okay.
And from what I learned from that experience was you have to have the right person in the right role. And if you have a team that these are the people you've got, then you've got to bring the right thing to them. You can't expect them to become something they aren't.
Yeah.
Casting taught me so much about getting the right person in the right role and not trying to do something that a group of people can't do. It's like, if they're not there, it can't happen.
Yeah.
You know? So, and I watched the person who said yes, they flamed out, and man, was it terrible, because, you know, Harvard people, if they're doing theater, they're counting on that credit because maybe they're going to write for Saturday Night Live, or you know, a bunch of folks that I were there went to write for Friends and Frasier and all these things. And so they really count on that show happening. That show didn't happen, man. He was persona non grata. My shows went off great. It was awesome. So I learned so much about that.
And, well, you know, it is related to what we're talking about, because if you just sort of like decide that this is not something you should pay attention to, and that you decide that you're just going to keep doing things the way you've been doing, it means that you're probably at risk. I love this session. Fear of the Bot Planet, how to compete with AI design, the AI designer. I mean, kind of open your eyes. And this is a great class that will not just appeal to designers, but, you know, design build companies too. A lot of integrators do their own design, right? We don't all use Kierkegaard. We don't all use Shen Milson. We don't all get an opportunity to do that. Sure. So all of us are designing at some level. Even if it's conceptualizing, this could be very helpful. So I appreciate this is worth one CTSRU.
That is design. Conceptualizing is design.
Yeah,
and it all starts with that first conversation with the client. So.
All right. So check it out. Tuesday, June 11th from 4 to 5. And then immediately afterwards, Bryn, they better get you a car, because you've got to get over to the Sphere, which is happening right after that event. So get over to the Sphere after this event. Click on the link. You can register for this session today. Bryn, I look forward to seeing you again at InfoCom.
Thank you.
Thank you. Care. Thanks for watching, everybody.